How would they name them? How would they choose a name for them?
Well, it could be anything, or junior than anything else, I guess.
What if it's a girl?
Well, they'd name her after grandma, I guess, or something. Might be after the mother in some instance. Like, if it's a mother was named Nancy and they had a girl, they'd name her, call her Nancy. Something of that nature.
Yeah. Did they ever have a name that they might call a kid who parents wasn't married?
Well, yeah, that would be. I've heard the word from Woods Cold up and down, but known the legitimate kid. How does that sound?
Yeah.
And they call bastards and all that stuff.
Yeah. Woods Colt was one of the names they used.
Pardon me?
Woods Colt was one of the names you'd hear.
Well, you hear him call from, I hear him call, he's a bastard, so and so, you know, or he's about two or three things. I can't pronounce it. Legitimate kid, that would be it.
Yeah. You ever hear any called a yard child?
Not exactly. I don't know what that meaning would be, really.
Yeah. What about a child whose parents had died or something like that? Would people take care of them, or would they have to go in an institution, or?
Well, generally, some of the family would take care of them.
They call him an orphan, or?
I don't know how you break that down, really.
And what would you say about somebody who wasn't from around here?
Well, how would I refer to them?
Yeah. Besides Floridian.
Like, for instance, they call them, I would call them migrate. But I read the word flatlanders and various things, you know. Some call them, maybe. I don't know how to break that down exactly.
Well, now you got a lot of people coming in from all over.
Oh,
I guess back then you didn't ever hardly see too many people.
Not at all, not at all. Got a lot of Floridians.
Yeah.
A lot of foreigners coming in there.
Yeah. Did you ever see people used to be? Would you ever see somebody much who came from somewhere else? Come through, or?
Yeah, us in business, we see a lot of people, you know, right, out-of-state license and all that stuff, fishing out.
Yeah, what about back when you were growing up?
No, there was no such thing back then. Very seldom you ever see anybody from out-of-state.
Nobody had any kind of houses up in here where they'd come and stay in the summer or anything?
Well, several of them got more or less summer homes up here.
Has it been that way for a long time, or they just start doing that recently?
Mostly in the last 10, 20 years.
Say 50 years ago, there wasn't any?
No, I'd say not.
Yeah. What about the teachers at the school? Do you have men and women who were teachers there? Or
yeah.
What did they call them?
Well, they just be referred to as teachers.
Yeah. Ever call them school marms?
Well, I never did that word use. I recall it could be.
Yeah. And the kids who went there, were they students or?
Well, when, back in the 80s, like I said a while ago, there, about all Avenue School, it just, they didn't have no schools in the area.
Yeah.
And they just went at the school and church houses.
Yeah. What about the preachers? How often did they have somebody to preach there?
Oh, how often?
Yeah, did they have it? I know they had a lot of churches.
Yeah, well, some of them be 4 times a month, some of them 2 times a month. Such as that.
Would they have people who lived around here who worked some other job would preach on Sunday or?
Not necessarily. Most of them, someone lives out of county.
Yeah. So probably all they do is preach. You go around from church to church, is that?
Well, some do, and